In our first reading, the prophet Amos, though just a herdsman and dresser of sycamores, was called to prophesy to northern Israel. He obeyed the Lord and carried the message, though they tried to run him off. In our gospel today, Jesus calls the 12 and sends them out and lets them know that they will face opposition and hostility in their mission. Now, as you know, Holy Mother Church enjoins us to work and pray for vocations to the permanent diaconate, the priesthood, and consecrated religious life. Accordingly, I'm going to share some thoughts on a vocation to the priesthood with you today. Now, if you are a person that moves around masses, you might have heard this homily before. I apologize for that. I give you permission to close your eyes and fervently pray for me. Don't sleep. Fervently pray for me as I deliver this homily. Or you can see what I've changed in the homily, okay? From Psalm 103, verse 2. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not all his benefits. Now, all of you know that when you apply for a job or attempt to change your vocation or position, you must always ask about pay and benefits. What's the salary going to be? What are the benefits? Life insurance, health insurance, sick leave, vacation time. So I think it might be a good time to talk about the pay and benefits of a priest. And I'm not going to ask for a raise. But why might I do that? Well, over the years, this parish has produced a good number of vocations to the priesthood, notably Monsignor Harris, Father Trapp, and most recently, Father Fry. We currently, and though we have done that, we currently have no one on our poster of seminarians. When you consider the size of our parish and the many blessings that the Lord has bestowed upon us, we certainly should have some men on the poster at all times. I'm convinced that it's likely that other boys or young men in our parish are receiving a call to be a priest. And I want to make sure that they're fully aware of all the pay and benefits of a priest. As a diocesan priest, we make promises of a simple life, celibacy and obedience. Here in Charleston, we receive a monthly stipend of about $3,000 per month, plus Social Security, a retirement contribution, health insurance, and access to a 403B. When I was in seminary at St. Mary's in Houston, they were establishing the new ordinariate for Episcopalian and Anglican ministers who wished to become Catholic. One of my professors, Monsignor Steenson, was working out the compensation for these men who would soon be Roman Catholic priests. One day in class, I was surprised to hear him say that we priests in Charleston have one of the best compensation packages of all of the dioceses in the United States. But that being said, you don't answer the call to be a priest to become wealthy. But I wanted to talk about the benefits of the priesthood. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of his benefits. What are some of the benefits that come with being a priest? Allow me to talk about just a few of them. As a priest, I have the great joy of baptizing babies, young boys and girls and adults, bringing them into the kingdom of God. I experienced the deep joy of the family members present. One time when I was at Resurrection Catholic Church in Houston, Texas, as a deacon, I baptized 17 babies on one Saturday afternoon all by myself. For me, that record has not been broken. When I was at OLP, Our Lady of Peace, I was thrilled to baptize, confirm, and give the Holy Eucharist to a man who came from the Islamic faith. What a conversion! What a great thrill that was to me. When God called me to be a priest, he impressed upon me that I would be an agent of reconciliation. When I was at St. Mary, or later Ransom, in Georgetown, in a 2 to 3 day period, I heard confessions from people who had been away from the church for 10, 20, 40, and 50 years. God used me to bring them back to Christ and his church. I have been in the confessional many times when men and women, crushed by an overwhelming load of sin, they're freed and forgiven, and they can stand up straight again, begin to live a new life in Christ. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. As a priest, I get to see men and women begin the RCIA process, which is now is going to be, I guess, OCIA process. I see them come in with all kinds of questions and concerns, not sure what it is that they're going to do. And then, through the work of the Holy Spirit, I get to see the light come on. They get it, and they want to embrace the fullness of the Catholic faith. After Mass, as I greet the faithful, I get to see the beautiful children. I get to hug them, to bless them with a cross on their foreheads. And most of the time, I get smiles from the babies. Not always, most of the time. And they go home with their parents, and the parents get to change the diapers. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. We are blessed to have a school here at St. Mary's. I love our children, and it is so rich to be able to offer Mass for them. You know, I tell people that it's impossible for me to have a bad day here at St. Mary's. All I have to do is walk out on the playground, and they yell at me, "Hey, Father, how are you?" My spirit is uplifted and renewed immediately. And the Eucharist. The immense joy of offering Mass for the faithful. God uses my hands, my imperfect mind, body, and soul to confect the Eucharist. And then I get to place the host on your hands or on your tongue. And I get to see your eyes of faith. You see, you cannot see your own eyes as you come up for communion, but I can. What a great blessing. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of his benefits. And of course, life on this earth does not last forever. I'm frequently called to bedsides to hear confessions, offer the sacrament of the sick, and give out viaticum. And usually, I sing one of the great hymns of the church for them. I'm always conscious that I need to do my best for them, for they will soon see Jesus. And sometimes people get tangled up in marriages that do not and will not work, and then get married without a decree of nullity. Then I get to work with them through the diocese to seek a decree of nullity, that they might be properly married in the church and receive all the sacraments and blessings of our wonderful faith. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. And the weddings. We do about 10 to 15 weddings each year here at St. Mary's. Each couple's story is unique and special. Many of them are situations where the couple just got married civilly or were not married at all, but desire to get right with God. I put them through a process of marriage preparation. They go to confession, and I hear them exchange consent at a nuptial Mass. What a great joy to look in their eyes at the wedding and then later on as they receive the Eucharist for the first time in many years. In Georgetown, I did marriage preparation for an Army staff sergeant and his fiancée. I will never forget their wedding. Because he was in the Army, all of his groomsmen were Army NCOs. So I was up front near the altar with the groom when his best man came up, a big, burly, tough Army NCO. As he got up to the groom, he leaned in close and said in his best command voice, "Don't cry." The rest of the groomsmen came in, and then one by one, the bridesmaids. Finally, they opened the doors all the way in the back of the church, and he saw his bride for the first time. And he began to weep, big, big crocodile tears. He even pulled out a colored handkerchief to catch all the tears. What a great joy to experience that. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. When I was a layman in Anderson, I can recall feeling that I was being called to the priesthood, but not having the nerve to answer the call. Then one day, I heard my pastor say that those in our parish who were being called to the priesthood might have the courage. He prayed that we might have the courage to answer the call. That prayer really spoke to me. So my message to all the boys and young men here, consider the unbelievable benefits of the priesthood of Jesus Christ. Is God calling you to be a priest? If he is, have courage and answer the call. Do not be afraid. Our Lord will lead you, and he himself will provide for you. And to the girls and young ladies here present, God may very well be calling you to be a religious sister or a nun. If he is, again, do not be afraid. Say yes to our Lord. And yes, we may have 4 deacons here in this parish, but there is room here for more. If you feel called to that, talk to our permanent deacons and ask them about the diaconate program. As a young man finishes high school and heads out into the world, there is always a fork in the road. There's a decision that has to be made. And the decision is not, should I go to Clemson or USC? Or should I enter the military? Or should I learn how to be an electrician? Or should I be a doctor or a teacher? No. That fork in the road for all young men should be, is God calling me to be a good and faithful husband, or is he calling me to be a good and faithful priest? That should be the first fork in the road for all young men. In our gospel for today, we heard, he called the 12 and began to send them out 2 by 2 and gave them authority over the unclean spirits. We need faithful men to answer God's call to be priests, that they might lay down their lives for the people of God. May our boys and young men hear the call and answer.